Praise the Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Excellent is your name, our Father. We appreciate and exalt you. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve our praise. You deserve our honor and worship. We exalt you, Jesus. Thank you for the dawning of a new day. Excellent is your name, O God. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We lay it to us to bring our worship to you this morning. We say thank you, Jesus. You are God. You are the one that rules in our lives. You are the pillar that holds our life. We exalt and magnify you. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your strength in our lives. Thank you because you are our peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you because you strengthen us on a daily basis. Thank you for your word that comes alive in our lives at all times. Thank you for keeping us moving. Thank you for sustaining us in your presence. We bless and appreciate you. We thank you for your peace on all sides. We thank you because you've never left us desolate. We thank you because we have you as a Father that we call on at all times. We bless you, Jesus. We give you all the glory because you are good. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord our God. We thank you because your mercy has kept us. Mercy says no. We are grateful in every areas of our life. We thank you because you are good. You are kind. You are more than what people say. We are more than what we call you. We bless and appreciate you. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning. Today is the 13th day in the month of February. Grace of God has kept us. We are grateful for his mercies that endures forever. I want us to make this declaration. The Lord, in the name of Jesus, as I go today, the mercy of the Lord surrounds me. The mercy of the Lord speaks for me. The mercy of God is my guarantee. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything I touch according to the will of God will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy does things that I feel impossible in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God arises on my behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. I redeem today with the blood of Jesus. The favor of God surrounds me like a shield. The fire of the living God surrounds me like a shield. The presence of the Lord surrounds me like a shield. My life carries the evidence of the presence of God in the name of Jesus Christ. All I do today is written in the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord goes ahead of me to straighten every crooked ways, to fill up every valley in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Good morning once again. We want to appreciate God for his mercies that endures forever in our lives. He has helped us from the beginning of February to this hour. May his name be praised in Jesus' name. Amen. We will continue in the light of our rising and shining today. And last week, I rounded up with the words that says, the light of God is what we need in arising and shining. Without the light of God, we cannot arise. Without the light of God, we cannot live a sustainable life. An anchor scripture has been taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 2. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. Amen. His glory will be seen upon me. His glory will be seen upon you. His glory will be seen upon all that concerns us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Arising and shining is a journey that needs sustainability. This sustainability is a divine force. It's the fuel that keeps us relevant in life. This sustainability is what keeps our relevance, because anyone that rises and shining and is not relevant is just a wasted effort. So we need relevance to stay in the state of arising, to stay increasing in our state of rising, and to keep the light shining. So we need sustainability to keep us moving, to keep us relevant in the journey of arising and shining. We can keep our relevance in fellowship. Remember, God is interested in our lives to keep us relevant. God is not interested in our service, but he's interested in our relevance. He's interested in our lives.
His interest is in our growth, our daily growth with Him, not in our service. When we grow daily in Christ, our service will be a pleasing sacrifice unto the Lord. God is not interested in just sacrifices. Obedience is better than sacrifices. Obedience to the word of God in staying relevant in the grace of God is what keeps us relevant. God is interested in our lives to keep us relevant so that we can arise and shine, so that He can give us a lasting journey. He can give us a lasting grace, a lasting power in our arising and shining. Amen. Someone said something and I agree with it. While we were discussing, the person, I said, may God help us. The person said he always laughs whenever we make that statement that may God help us or it is well with us. And I agree with what he said. He said because God has provided help for us in every areas of our lives. But our problem is that we don't want that help that God has given to us. We don't channel or tailor our lives in the help that God has provided for us. That on a daily basis, God gives us help. God provides help for us. Our problem is in our choices. Are we making the right choice in accepting the help that God has given to us? The glory of God is understanding, like I said last week. The glory of God is understanding when we have the understanding of God. Verse 1 says, and the glory of God will rise upon us. So it is in the glory of God that we can experience rising. He says, and the glory of God is risen upon you. So without the glory of God, we cannot arise and shine. The glory of God is understanding. The understanding of Him makes us to shine. The glory of God opens us up to what He wants us to become in our rising and shining. I want us to make this prayer and say that, Father, I need the supply of your life daily. Release the supply of your life daily. Or should I say it this way, that Lord, help me to tap the supply that you have given to me. Help me to accept the supply that you have given to me on a daily basis in my arising and shining. Help me not to ignore. Teach me not to neglect the supply of light that you have released unto me, that you have opened up for me on a daily basis in my journey of rising and shining, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. No one can last the test of time. No one can last without the shining of God. Nobody can last without the understanding of God. Without the understanding of God, we cannot shine. Every living thing needs a measure of light. Plants, animals, we need a measure of light, and it comes in different phases. We need a measure of light for us to stay relevant, for us to keep rising and shining. That is why on a daily basis we need the rising, we need the light of God. I want us to open our mouth and say this prayer also, that God, Holy Spirit, carry me in the journey of my rising. Without Holy Spirit, we cannot go far. The Holy Spirit carried Philip from where he was to go and explain the word of God to the Enoch, the Ethiopian Enoch. That is what the Holy Spirit of God needs. The Spirit of God opens our lives. He opens us to the measure of light that we need because of the state we are. We need the light of God to keep us moving. Holy Spirit, carry me in the journey of my arising and shining. In the name of Jesus, help me to sustain this in your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We can enjoy our arising and shine in knowing God, in fellowshipping with God on a daily basis. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, which is made conformable. It is only in the knowing of God. When Paul was saying this statement, according to human, when we are to rate Him, He has gotten to a very high level. But He is still making us know that our sustainability is in knowing God on a daily basis. Yesterday is gone. Today is another day to increase. The journey of arising and shining is not a destination. It's a process. On a daily basis, we know Him better by and by. God is wide. The knowledge of God is wide. The knowledge of God has depth, and nobody knows the end of His depth. So on a daily basis, we move with Him and we know Him more and more as time goes on. So Paul said, that I may know Him. Our daily cry should be, the Lord, that I may know You. Because it is in our knowing, it is in our fellowship that we keep our sustainability in Him. It is in our knowing that keeps us relevant in rising and shining. Nobody arises and just stay there. Every day we grow in arising and shining. I pray that the Lord will open our eyes, will teach us to accept what He has provided for us, the help He has released for us in arising and shining, in Jesus' name. Amen. Knowing is a process, and we need to possess the knowledge in understanding who God is. The understanding you have today will be different from the understanding. That is why His words are new every day. You might take a Bible verse today and read it, and when you take it tomorrow, tomorrow, maybe in the next 2 hours, the Holy Spirit can give you another depth of the word. He opens us alive to the depth of his word daily basis, based on the knowledge we have about him. Everything about God is new every day. The knowledge of yesterday is not enough for today. It's a continuous process. We need to stay in the place of fellowship. We need to stay in the place of communion with God. That is why it is important that we know God for ourselves. We know God for ourselves in this generation, in this time. The only person that can last is in knowing God, that I may know you. The Bible verse did not say that we may know. He said that I is a personal relationship, is a personal walk, is a personal journey. The one of the father will not work for the children. The one of the husband will not work for the wife. But everybody should walk his faith with fear and trembling in knowing who God is, in having the knowledge of who God is. I pray God will help us in this journey in Jesus' name. This journey of fellowshipping with God, this journey of choosing to accept that help that he has provided for us in our journey of arising and shining. I pray that we will not walk, we will not reject his help in Jesus' name. Amen. No one fellowship in the presence of God without having a measure of transformation. Nobody journeys in fellowshipping with God without having a measure of transformation. That is why we call it a process. It is not a destination. As we move, our eyes are opened and enlightened to have a measure of transformation, to make us grow day by day, to make us better day by day. That is what fellowship is all about. And it's a continuous process. I pray that as we continue in this journey on a daily basis, the Lord will open our eyes. The Lord will open us. The Spirit of the Lord will carry us to stay committed, to stay rooted in God, because he is the only source of our existence. Without God, we are nothing. Without God, we cannot last. Without God, we cannot stay relevant. It is only God that keeps our relevance, because he is our source, he is our creator. I will be rounding off today, and I want us to pray this prayer that, Lord, I open myself up to you. Holy Spirit, help me to stay rooted in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, help me to stay rooted in you. Keep me moving in the name of Jesus. Keep me going. Keep me journeying right with you in the name of Jesus Christ. I reject self. Self will not rule over my life. I release myself to your help. Spirit of the Lord, help me on a daily basis. Transform my life daily. Make me grow in you. Give me oil in my lamp and keep me burning in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me to increase in you daily. I will not go back in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. We are using this medium to pray together as one. We'll put Nigeria into the hands of God. Lord, we commit Nigeria into your hands. Let your mercy reign. Let your mercy rule in Nigeria. Lord, we ask for mercy. Lord, we cannot sustain. This country cannot be sustained without your mercy. We know we are enjoying your mercy. We want to continue to enjoy your mercy. Lord, we ask that the peace of Nigeria, that we enjoy peace from you on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. Rule more than ever before in the name of Jesus Christ. Help Nigeria to receive the help that you have released unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. No one can stay relevant. No one can arise and shine without the help of the Lord. That is why we are calling you to come to Jesus. Let him keep you relevant. Let him help you in the journey of your life. Let him help you to sustain you in his grace, to sustain you in his presence, to make you walk the walk so that you can make it to heaven. I pray that as you make the step to come close to Jesus, to come to Jesus, to accept him as your Lord and your Savior, the Lord will help you. He will teach you the walk. He will help you to walk rightly. He will keep you relevant, and he will prevent every one of us from falling in the name of Jesus Christ. The help that he has made available for us, we will accept it on a daily basis. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Good morning, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.